002, Thursday night. Siman Yud Beis. Very important siman. Very, not really complicated. You just have to. In Nitzikud, Kol Chutei HaKonof. This is the din of your tzitzis rip. So the Mechaber discusses two scenarios, only one of which is Nogeya us, really. But you have to know the din, so, right? What happens? You have four strings, which are now eight. And you put it through the hole, and you do the chulias and this. Now, you end up with four and four. You could have, you don't know which four connects to which four. Theoretically, they could all be, the four on one side could be two chutin, two whole chutin, right after you finish the wrapping. But you could do it in a way, and we do it in such a way, where you know for sure that the four on each side, the four on one side are from four different chutin. You know, and you don't know what their counterpart is on the other side. Theoretically, you could do that too. You could make a siman to know what the counterpart is. You could put a little dab of crayon, different colors, on the end of each one before you start, and you'll know what its counterpart is. But usually we don't know what its counterpart is, but we do it in a way that we know that the four on one side are all from different chutin.
Could a person actually make the chutin different colors?
No, you're not supposed to make the chutin other than love. And I'm talking about a small dab, just as a siman. But we don't do that. Anyway, so now, there's a thing called kedei aniva. In nifsikul kol chutei hakonof, all the chutim that sits is, well, we'll see actually in the third sif of this siman, a machlokes, we're going to be learning the amount of tzitzis that have to be left after they rip. We learned that the Chathchila Rabbanon said they should base Gudlin, 4 and 8. Now we're going to learn b'di'evit, if they rip, how much has to be left to keep them kosher, maybe mid'oraisa, maybe mid'rabbanon. The Achronim have a machlokas on that. Some Achronim say the Shir Tzitzis is kosher, and everything we're learning about is only d'rabbanons, the 12, and the Shurim that we're learning now, what has to be left if they rip. There's also d'rabbanon, mid'oraisa, just a kosher who is good. Others say that the minimum Shir that we're going to be, that the 12, it's actually the Arisa. The Shir, the Aniva, what we're learning about. The minimum Shir, in other words, what makes it, what allows it to be kosher after it rips, that's the Shir of the Arisa. What is today, like Thanksgiving? All the Kabbalah guys went to the Yagudah convention. It's the Thanksgiving weekend at the Yagudah convention. All the Kabbalah guys are there. Okay.
He went to find the turkey.
So we're going to have in Siv Gimel, if we're talking about ripped off from the Chutin, or actually ripped off from the Gadil, which is a much bigger cooler. You know, let's say you could rip up till here, just to pick a spot. But we're going to learn on Siv Gimel, there's a sheet that it could rip up till here. Let's say you need 1 inch left. So some say the 1 inch is here. We're going to learn on Siv Gimel, some say the 1 inch is here. So that we'll learn on Siv Gimel. But now we're not getting into that. Now we're just going to learn what has to be left. So Gimel will discuss left from what. In Nifsukul kol chutei hakonof v'nishtayeh b'hem k'dei anivas kol achutim ha'psukim b'yachad. So the shear, what has to be left, is called k'dei aniva. It's enough to make a bow, to wrap around, let's say, three chutim ripped. So there's enough in each of the three to wrap around the other two, or maybe all three, and to make a bow. So, of course, we're never happy with this. We give a shear. So the shear to be halacha gives for the most would be if all eight rip. Right, that's the most. If all eight rip, then you have to make, and each one has to wrap around another seven, or maybe it's called eight, and make a bow. So the Mishnah Berurah says two gudlin. Two gudlin is the shear. Kedei aniva. But really not. That's the maximum kedei aniva. If all eight rip. It'll obviously be less if only one rips, or two rip, or three rip, or four rip. So that's called kedei aniva. That's what we're going to be talking about, kedei aniva. And, so again, the most it would be your halacha paskins is two gudlin. Remember, the whole tzitz is supposed to be eight gudlin, the minimum. Probably it's a little more here. Two gudlin is still here. Or still there, but you know, with the chum.
Why would we count it from after all the
dots? That's a machlokas in Siv Gimel. Let's not get into that, please. That's in Siv Gimel. Now, today we're learning just the shear and the shear. And this is called it's really a shear. Let's call it 2 inches, just for convenience sake. It's two gudlin. The Bi'ur HaLacha Paskins is two gudlin. You want to know the definition of kedei aniva? Is each chut you could take, wrap, you'll look at the picture, Mr. Brewer, you could take each chut, wrap it around the chut and hapsukin, not all eight, and tie a bow. Aniva. It's called kedei aniva. You'll look at the pictures there. It's easy to understand in this case without the pictures. Yeah, the pictures are very confusing to me. There's different shitas. Some say it means that each one could make a bow in itself. It's a machlokes, and then there's a machlokes, which one is more and which one is less. You can go through the Bi'ur HaLacha, and then there's a machlokes, how much kedei aniva is. I'm telling you the Bi'ur HaLacha shita, because good old Bi'ur HaLacha. So he says 2 gudlin. There are others that say 4 gudlin. There are others that say 2¾ gudlin. So we'll just call it kedei aniva. And again, 2 gudlin would be the max. Okay, now in nitzikul kol chutei hakonof, we're reading the mechaber. B'neshkayim b'hem kedei anivas kol achutim apsukim biyachad kosher. The emlo nisher kedei aniva, and here someone chose to translate aniva here. Pirish v'yirkasus achoshen targum v'anvun, to tie together, to connect, to tie. So now, right? Afilu b'chut echot shenifsak kulo posel. You have to think of the tzitzes of having 4 chutin, not 8. 4 chutin. And each chut, so each of the 4 has to have kedei aniva left. According to the first sheet in the Mechaber, each of the 4 has to have kedei aniva left. And now you just have to make the cheshbon. Hilkoch, therefore. Kivan shekolechot kofel lishnayim. Each one is doubled over. In this, so, and he's going now that you don't know that all 4 on one side are from different chutim. They're all mixed up. They have no way of knowing. So, in nitzikul shnei roshim, once 2 tzitzes, 2 of your 8, rip, puzzle. Because they might be 1 complete chut. Shema nitzik chut echot. They might be 1 complete chut. You don't need a kedei aniva of each of the 8. You only need a kedei aniva of each of the 4. Well, the fimash anu noagim, therefore, according to us, that we're noagim l'dakdek beis atzius atzitzes, lo se simen biarbo or roshim. You make a loop, and you'll see people make tzitzes, they make a simen, so that they can always make sure the 4 on one side are from 4 different chutim. The inyon, in a way, shalom olam harbo or roshim, he mitzarechot shal hakesher, v'harbo or roshim mitzaro acher. Even though we don't know, again, how they match up one to another. We don't know which was the same chut. But we know that the 4 on one side are 4 different chutin, and the 4 on the other side are 4 different chutin. And that's how we make all of our tzitzis today are made like that. Yes? What, I mean, the ones that you buy in the store. I mean, if you go to a guy that's sitting makes it. Well, yeah, they do it. They do it. You don't even have to ask for it. They do it automatically. I mean, my experience, that they always do it. So now you're in luck. Im nitzikul shnei roshim mitzarechot kosher, devadai shnei chutim hein. So you have the kedei aniva. That's right. That's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. All 4 can be ripped totally down to the bottom. Devadai shnei chutim hein. Darei nishtayim mikolachal harosh hasheni. Shehu yosem mikdei aniva. And you don't need yosem mikdei aniva, right? Okay. So that's the first sheet. The second sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. It gets a little more complicated. According to Rabbeinu Tam, again, think of the tzitzis as having 4 chutim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you must remain with two complete chutin. Two complete chutin means four, each of which is 12 goldlin, by the way. You have to be left with four, with two complete chutin. If you have two complete chutin, then the other two just have to be kedei aniva. If they're not kedei aniva, it's possible. But you can't have three kedei aniva or four kedei aniva. You have to have two complete chutin. So now you just do the math. And Rabbeinu Tam lo machshirim ela b'nishtayu shnei chutim shleimen. The hainu arbo roshim shekol echad mei roshim orachin beis gudlin. Os machshirim kashen yitzaku hashnei chutim acherim im nishtayu behem kedei aniva. Avol im nitzaku shlosh chutim of the four avol bishin nishtayu behem kedei aniva psulim. You have to have two complete chutim. Now umit meikach. Let's say kishenechtechu shlosh roshim. Let's say three roshim, three strings popped. Now, it's a strange loss in the Machaber, which the Ramor will correct. But okay, the loss a little strange. He says imlo dictate. If he wasn't careful, based on see it, tzitzis, make believe it means even if he wasn't the doctor. If he wasn't the doctor, based on see it, tzitzis, sheyu nikor ma'bo roshim shem yisarecha tzala kesher, chayshina. So let's say three came off from one side. So you have to be afraid, maybe each one is from a different chut. That's why the loshim's funny. That's what the koshkin, if he was the doctor, he got a problem. But if he wasn't a doctor, you also have a problem. So when you read the Rechab and you get confused, make believe it says even. Even if you aren't a doctor, so see it's Hatzitzis, that the four on one side should be from four different chutin, and three came off, but still chayshina. You have to be afraid your tzitzis have become possible. Shema kol roishu mechut echad. Right? Maybe each one is a different chut. So if one gavino tam, you're automatically possible. But in tzushen kana lechut echad shalem. Hilchuch b'sfeik apostle, avulam lo nechtehu ala shnei roshim, machshavinan b'chdei aniva. Okay, halacha kesvara rishona, which is more cow. The halacha says you can even make a bracha. This is a not like the chayyodim says, but it's a very definitive track of halacha kesvara rishona. Even making a bracha is okay. Miyu hecha de efshar. Meaning, go buy a new pair of tzitzis already. Come on. If it's possible, go buy a new pair of tzitzis. Not that expensive nowadays, for sure not. Hago, v'nogim k'rabbeinu tam. Okay. By the way, the Bir Halacha speaks out that according to k'rabbeinu tam, you need yud beis gudlin. If you don't, you need Yud Beis Gudlin four times. Less than Yud Beis Gudlin is called, you don't have complete chut. A complete chut is two ends with Yud Beis Gudlin each. So, according to Rabbeinu, right? So that's what you need. So, if it's less than that, it's as good as if it popped off totally. Hagav Nogin Kamenu Tam. Hagav Koshkein. Now he's like sort of correcting the Machaber, so to speak. Not maybe. That's for sure no good. The Nitzigu Bishnates Dodin Nami Possel. Every, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to know for sure you have two complete chutin, meaning four complete ends. Each of the four have 12 gudlin. That's called two complete chutin. Then you can start playing around with the what's called gardume tzitzis. The word for the torn tzitzis is gardumen, remnants. Okay, we'll start the Mishnah Berurah. Hopefully, we'll learn through the whole Mishnah Berurah. V'neshtayer b'hem pirish b'chol echad min achut. Each chut nishar lasas aniva shekorich life. L'chol achutim apsukim biyachad. V'yem lo nifzaku kulon, dayim nisher lasas aniva l'apsukim b'levad. V'lo al kol achutim. You don't need on all the chutim. Kosher, v'yem hitter esat tzitzis, though, you can't put this in l'chatchila. no matter which shita you go with, and even if you get a psak that it's kosher, but this is all it's kosher once it's in the tzitzis. But to put them in as tzitzis, the osul lahem tzitzis, b'shasasiya, it's possible for that. You certainly need the shear of Yud Beis Gudlim, again, something with the Raisa, something with the Rabbonim. Also, litni mitalas acher. Actually, you can't put it back in that talas either. But I guess you're not going to. Or else you wouldn't have taken it out. The havikilach atchilu, afilu mo nisak rak chut echod. Vein barko Yud Beis Gudlim. You don't put in with seven strings. Not allowed to put in with seven strings. Maybe if you have it, you'd say, but you're not allowed to put it in. Afilu chut echod chenisakulo. But Salomar, what does it mean if Sakulo? Shabishnei Roshav on both of its ends, Lo Nishtayaka the Aniva. Apostle of Shashar, Achutan Hoyushleimim. In Nishtayah Bishneihem, let's say you have two ends, and they're a Kadeh Aniva between the two of them, and you know they're from one Chut. In Nishtayah Bishneihem, Kadeh Aniva, did they say, if you actually have stopped in Mahani, which the word is not sure, Umashmamil Yo Rabba, Bechemidere Chachayim, Deislachmir Bedover. Not to accept that. But if you have something in Mishnei Rosh and Mishnei Chutin or Meyachot, you can't get a Svek Zveika. Send me Mishnei Chutin and you have Kedei Aniva Vishem and Mitzdarfin, even if they're from the same Chut. If you don't have a Achmed, Mishnei Tzitzes Mitzuyin, don't be so lazy. But if you have a Mekel, you can go in Zer. The Nira, if you have a Mekel, Meyach Rosh and Kedei Lano of Chut Echod, which is the other sheet than what Kedei Aniva means, so they have a vada yechlis mocholot. So you have another mailer that you really have for sure kedei aniva. Pasul ayin l'kama b'siv gimel ulchuli amo nitzak chut echod meikoro by the whole the hainu b'mokam chiburo b'knaf pasul. That's pasul. That's nothing to do with anything. Duman doesn't help you there. If one of the eight chutin is ripped by the hole, it's possible. It's not sitting in the begin. Because of a taz, al came royal chol yirei shemayim. Now the other shoe drops, as they say. Shayim b'shas habedika gam b'tchilas moisom shal hatzitzes. Da'ina b'mokam chibur b'akonof v'yesham kera. When you check your tzitzes, you go into people, you know, you should be checking here also. That's how you do it. Just saw a live demonstration. Hey, Shnei Roshim, Lo Yishtar Ben Shemechad Ben Kedei Aniva, Avlam Bechad Ben Yesh Kedei Aniva Kosher. Shemo Nifsak Chut Echad. If two ends come off, so you have to be afraid one complete chut came off. What's a lot more? Avlam Shnei Nifsakam Yitzar Echad. Even if they're both on the same side, but he wasn't a Dakvik, so he doesn't know. Become a complaint Shnei Am Hemi Chut Echad. Kivish Loi Dikvik Beis Asiyah. Shnei Roshim, more than a filu kol Roshim nifsaku mitzad echad. Even if all four from one end, umearbo Roshim shem mitzad hasheni lo nishtaya b'chol echad rak kedei aniva, gam ken kosher. Perfectly okay according to the shita. You have a kedei aniva of each of the four chutin. Doesn't matter that they totally got ripped off on one end, and most of them got ripped off on the other end. Lo nifsalu deyazu akim choser chut echad b'shnei Roshim. You don't need Yosemite Aniva, it doesn't add anything. Sheila. Kutia Titus Shanitsiku, but the Chazar Vikashmani, we connected them with a knot. Immoral Mashanasu Shlame in Magadei Kishira. Umaski Hachronim, the Dina Hachi. Imitrila Kardum Shasa, Titus Miachutin. Nifsuku achutin ksharon b'kesher kayyoma v'achakachosu mehen tzitzis kosher. The kshira of a chibur gomor. It does count as a chibur gomor. So you have here one string. It's maybe two strings that were knotted together in a kesher shel kayyoma, but that's called one string. That's what he's saying. He's answering his question basically that the kesher has a din of chibur gomor. Chayim la'akha shenasa kibur b'hechsher da'ainu nifsuk v'yishechot li'akhar atolos atzitzis ba'abeged. Afim lo nishtayu boi kedei aniva mahani lekosher wato v'afim mi posik akakach rosh hashenim yoso achut yiye kosher kibin shemshas kashiro hayso atzitzis kosher avol niskatsu achutin boifin shenifsul atzitzis adi deizeh. But if your tzitzis became posel and you want to rectify the psul by finding the tzitzis and tying it on to these tzitzis, so that's going to be tatav lo mina asui, because it was psul, and now you're trying to make it kosher. Taimo, his reasoning, the shnei chutim shein dalud on the noisim b'makom tcheles, u'shnei chutim shein dalud on the noisim b'makom lavon, tzorach al kalponim shia minechot shalim. Mishavur doesn't speak it out, it really has to do with the understanding of the words of the Gemara. Because the Gemara talks about tcheles. So most Rishonim learn that the Gemara is just using the word colloquially, but it means all four chutim. Rabbeinu Tam takes the Gemara seriously and says it's talking about the chutei tcheles. They have to... They're the only ones that could be ripped and still be kosher. Im loy dikte koshkein kosher of koshkein and dikte kosh goes about go hakka we come to the loy dikte we some say so the same I will no my neck the well is nay rosh the machshvin be khay ani vo the vel dakke be loy dikte I will in dikte some neck the wish nay rosh mit sar khod kosher of the loy the stayk the ani vo the loy stayn be kolach go gosh sheni and you have your two the requisite two full chitun left. Aber nis gu shnaym shnayt dodem lo ni shnayb kze ani vo psulen de shem lo khot a khot vo I was telling Rav Shmuel, I never saw anyone do it. You can dab a little crayon on the chutin so you can even tell which was their partner, which was the other half of this chut. Machshuinu b'kdei aniva ratzulem afilu hoya ashir k'dei aniva rak b'echod mehem. Yeah. The halacha. Wait. Yeah. The halacha pushes the butel of our chalenech when she goes around to be halacha. Okay.